It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is applauding the final approval of a federal infrastructure bill. The governor attended the signing of the legislation at the White House on Monday. The governor's office says that the bill includes multi-billion dollar investments in New Mexico for highway programs, bridge replacement, public transportation, electric vehicle charging equipment, and more. The bill also includes $8 billion for hydrogen infrastructure across the country. Governor Lujan Grisham says she supports state legislation aimed at creating incentives for investment in hydrogen infrastructure. On the Tuesday Health Watch, the crucial effort to vaccinate young people. Now that children ages 5 and up are permitted to be vaccinated against the coronavirus, experts say it's important for parents to take action immediately. KERA's Sam Baker talked with Dr. Aaron Carlson, Director of Graduate Public Health Programs at UT Arlington, to find out why.
The data show that children, and particularly adolescents, really play a significant role in COVID transmission. The concerns about transmission by children and adolescents really have grown as these new variants have emerged. So it's possible that more transmissible variants are on the horizon and that those future variants may find a way to push through whatever it is in a young person's immune system that seems to so far make them more resistant to COVID infection. And once it learns to push through that, then it's going to make it so much more important that our kids have been vaccinated so they won't succumb to those new variants.
When COVID strikes children, is it more intense, less?
Well, so far there seems to be much less virulence, much less severe disease in children. Now that's of course not true across the board. We have had a significant spike in pediatric hospital admissions for COVID, but typically kids have thankfully been a bit less affected by this with regard to severity of disease than adults.
How are they getting COVID to begin with?
We don't know. It could be from other children. It could be from adults. Viruses are smart. They are able to find hosts with remarkable efficiency. It could be from other kids. It could be from other adults. The virus doesn't really care. The virus just needs a host.
So the availability now of this pediatric vaccine, how does this impact the overall battle against COVID? Is this a game changer?
It's a game changer in a variety of ways. First of all, for children's healthcare, pediatric ICUs have fewer beds than other ICUs. So a rise in pediatric COVID hospitalizations has a huge impact on access to healthcare for kids with any other health condition. Second, getting a COVID-19 vaccine allows kids to start doing things that he or she may not have been able to do because of the pandemic. Also, if we can slow transmission through vaccination, we can really safeguard many levels within our community. So not only our kids, but we safeguard then others in the house to whom the child may have been able to transmit COVID had they not been vaccinated. Particularly, this is important if there's other members of the household who do have underlying health conditions, who are at higher risk for severe disease, particularly multi-generational families, where we have grandparents living in the same household with the grandchildren. And then finally, you know, with the winter holidays coming up, if children start receiving their first dose now, they could be fully vaccinated in time for winter holidays, in time for Christmas. A grandparent will be able to get a hug from their 5-year-old grandchild with much less fear of disease transmission.
And still, there are still parents who wonder, is this safe?
The bottom line is that getting COVID-19 is much riskier than getting the vaccine. Kids can get long COVID for damage to their heart and lungs and other organs from having had COVID-19. So we know the risk is there. And we know that a vaccine has 91% efficacy, can really reduce the risk of severe disease for kids. Now, I understand the risk of myocarditis, inflammation of the lining of the heart, is something that parents have been concerned about. And we understand that there is a very small risk from the COVID-19 vaccine, particularly in young male adolescents. But this is a very small risk. the risk of myocarditis from COVID outweighs the risk of myocarditis from the vaccine. If myocarditis is genuinely a concern, and if it's a concern maybe because the child does have maybe a heart condition, then the vaccine is a much needed intervention to prevent that child from having other potential heart complications should they contract COVID-19.
Dr. Carlson, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much.